Welcome into Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
Let's get it rolling on a Sunday morning, week three. Ahead of us here on this wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning here live in Kansas City, right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I got an hour with you talking all things fantasy football. We're going to go through your starter sit questions, of course. And you can ask those on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965, 913-586-7965. This show, Fantasy Football Sunday, with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. How you living? How you doing? How you feeling? We got some NFL football. Mustard, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing good, man. It's Sunday once again, you know.
We're here.
Yeah, getting some fantasy football, getting my lineup set. Got four leagues to pay attention to. It's
same
fun.
Here. Same here. Some 10-mans, a 20-man league, a dynasty, auction, snake draft. We're going to help you with all of it. I'll answer all of your questions, PPR, no matter what it is. We're going to start with the injury report. I'll walk you through some guys I think you could get in a pinch that may be able to help your roster. Don't give up, and I'll tell you who not to give up on before we get to into my max matchups. I'll go through pretty much every game. If there's a game that I missed, I just didn't think it was as pertinent or as relevant or as fantasy gold as the others. And of course, as I said, make sure you send in all of your start or sit questions on the Jay Southland's host service text line, 913-586-7965. And a bonus 90 seconds or so, starting the show just a little bit early. Love that, because this is a quick hour, folks. So make sure to get in. Last week, I called week two the week of deception, if you recall, in the NFL, because we think we know everything, right? We saw 1 week. We talked for 4 months about these things, and then we saw 1 week, and now, hey, we know it. Whether it matched our preconceived notions, whether it didn't, we're going to change, we're going to flip, we're going to flop our perceptions, our views of this team, because we saw them for a week. The week of deception, right? Headed into week two, and I hope you guys were able to survive that. I know I was in some of my leagues. One league I did fall to 0-2. I'm 0-2 in one of my leagues by a total of 5 points in both losses, but that's neither here nor there. You guys don't care about that right now. So week three is the time where now people really don't know if they know anything, because week one, they thought they knew everything. Then week two, obviously, guys, we don't. So let's just stay calm. Let's stay the course. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to start with some injury reports and what it means. If you want to get an NFL themes under it, Mustard, we can for this segment. Let's start with some guys who are out today and who may and what that means in the future. So let's start with JJ McCarthy. He's obviously out today, and we'll get to that game of the Bengals and Vikings, because that's interesting, right? It's Jake Browning and it's JJ McCarthy and it's Carson Wentz, right? Both JJ McCarthy and Joe Burrow are going to be out, and Burrow could be for the rest of the season, rest of our fantasy seasons. And we'll talk about what that means with the Bengals. No Jaden Daniels, Noah Brown, Justin Fields, Josh Reynolds, Chris Godwin still out there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Will Shipley out for the Eagles still. Evan Ingram not playing. Will Disley not going to play. Jaden Reed going to be out for the next while. Xavier Worthy, and then Aaron Jones. And we'll talk about that, what that means for the Vikings as well. Jordan Mason is a smash play today. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, he was a late add on the injury report. I think he's going to play. It was just like an illness. And I loved him and his matchup before. So if he doesn't end up playing, or maybe his snaps are limited that you see before the game today, Kupp or Horton, obviously, go do that. But I think for him today, I think I like all things Seattle Seahawks and Jaxon Smith-Njigba as they host the New Orleans Saints. Let's keep going through some injuries here. Justin Fields, I know he's not going to play today. Obviously, Tyrod Taylor will be in. Other quarterbacks that you could get, because Tyrod Taylor's not that guy, right, for our fantasy purposes. He could look good today. The passing attack, and we'll get to this later in max matchups, could actually see some more productivity, and we'll talk about that. But yeah, Michael Penix is a guy today that I think you could go pick up if you're in a pinch at quarterback. I think he was, I'm looking on just ESPN leagues, it was like 30% rostered. They play the Panthers today. I think the Falcons offense hasn't been as much as desired, right? Drake London hasn't gotten going. Bijan Robinson had a really good week one. Week two is okay. They just haven't been as explosive. So I think this could be the week that they really start to get going. Penix wants to throw it around the yard, man. They won by two possessions last week, but he threw for like 140 yards or something. He's going to be throwing for over two bills most every week, and I think that continues again today. So Michael Penix, going to be on waiver wires, going to be available. Go pick him up if you can. Xavier Worthy, listen, we'll talk a lot about the Chiefs and Giants tonight as they do play tonight, folks, 7:20. You can listen to that game right here on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Chiefs football. Josh Briscoe starts his pregame show for the Chiefs Radio Network live at 4 p.m. He'll obviously lead into the guys, Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, our guy Josh Klingler, all of those wonderful folks and voices can be heard live starting at 4 p.m. right here on 96.5 The Fan. The Chiefs in a must-win game. I mean, no BS. This is a must-win game. They're 0-2. They're going to a New York Giants team that they don't have the talent. They don't have the history. They don't have the pressure that the Chiefs are going to have tonight, and the Chiefs have to come through, and they're going to have to come through without X, without number one, without their speedster. That is Xavier Worthy. There's a lot of receivers. There's a few receiver injuries. There's a couple receiver suspensions, right? So I assume running back depth is probably what most people have because there really hasn't been the running back injuries. We mentioned Aaron Jones, but, and I'm knocking on wood right now, running back injuries have not really started to happen yet. It's been some wide receiver injuries. Really, it's been quarterbacks. And we mentioned Carson Wentz going to be starting for J.J. McCarthy. No Joe Burrow today. Marcus Mariota is going to be in for Jaden Daniels. The quarterback injuries are the ones starting to pile up. So if you have Worthy on your team, I assume you probably have some running back depth due to the lack of running back injury. So maybe you could head in that direction. And this is just a stat that I had to share. I saw it on Sharp Football. It's not necessarily fantasy related, but it's Chiefs related, and I'm talking on the home of Chiefs football, so I thought I'd say this. This comes from Sharp Football. Three teams this season have not run a play with a lead. The whole season, three teams not run a play with the lead. It's the Panthers, it's the Saints, and it's your Kansas City Chiefs. They have not run an offensive play with the lead yet. That has to happen. That has to change.
Good company to be in.
Yeah, the Panthers and Saints. Woo! Yeah, they're erecting a lot of banners. They're hanging a lot of trophies, things like that. Vice versa, whatever. All right, some guys you could get in a pinch on the waiver wire. Maybe not guys that are the top tier, guys that maybe got added Tuesday or Wednesday, but guys where you're going, man, I got an injury, or I've got this, or I really hate this matchup, or this guy has not been what I thought he was going to be the first 2 weeks. What do I do today? I've just got a few guys here. Rashad White, I know he's 52% rostered. I'm going off ESPN leagues, by the way. I used him more last week. Tampa Bay did. Man, Kansas City should call Tampa Bay and see if they can go get this guy. Oh, they really should because they've got Sean Tucker. Tampa Bay does, and obviously the Bucs love Bucky Irving. They've got those two guys. Rashad White's just kind of a bonus, and they used him a lot last week. He's so good out of the backfield. He averaged, I think, over 6 yards a carry for them. Rashad White, if you're in a pinch. Kareem Hunt, 31%. I think he's getting more carries tonight than Isaiah Pacheco. We'll talk about Pacheco later. Ugh, it's been rough there, right? It's been tough. So I'm not yet ready for dropping Isaiah Pacheco, but we're going to get into a lot of that. I think Kareem Hunt, only 31% rostered on ESPN leagues. Kareem Hunt's going to get more carries tonight than Isaiah Pacheco, and I think there's a good chance he gets a touchdown too. That's kind of where I'm at with Kareem Hunt right now. Tyler Algier, similar, 37% rostered, does get more usage. Had a pretty solid week last week, actually, if you look at it. Pulling up some stats there, but So Tyler Algier is another guy that you could go get in a pinch if you're needing some running back usage. This is a guy, Tyler Algier is going to get the usage. He's going to get you like 5 or 6 points. Does he get that touchdown? Does he get some catches? Those are the things that you're really going to have to start thinking about with Tyler Algier. But he's a viable start most weeks. Again, especially in a week that they do play the Panthers. I think this offense could get going today, and Tyler Algier could maybe be a guy that you could look at trying to lean on maybe in a flex spot this week. Let's continue here down the line. Troy Franklin, I talked about him on my waiver wire videos that come out on Tuesdays. You should follow our Twitter page, TheFan965. Follow our Instagram page, TheFan965. I'm releasing videos on those pages every Tuesday. I'm releasing videos every Sunday as well. Our Sunday scaries, our waiver wire must-add additions. Troy Franklin was one of those for me this week, so make sure you follow all those videos. You could have been hearing about that earlier. Still only 42% rostered. The Denver Broncos need like a weapon. They need a skill guy. They need someone who can go make something happen with his legs, who's an athlete, who's a speedster. Franklin has those things. Sutton, he's old news, right? We like Cortland Sutton. He's fine, but the Broncos need another outlet. Evan Ingram's injured, right? Troy Franklin is going to be that guy. 42% rostered. I would consider adding him. Elike Emanor, I've talked about him for 6 weeks now, but since before the season began, fourth or fifth round draft pick for the Tennessee Titans. He is starting. He is their second wide receiver. Calvin Ridley and Cam Ward are going to get going. I think that connection's going to be fruitful this year. You just got to wait a little bit. There have been some drops. There's been some miscues. Elike Emanor has kind of came in and been that guy. He should have like a 50-yard catch that didn't happen on week one because Brian Callahan, their head coach, doesn't know the rules to the game. He doesn't even know that an elbow equals 2 feet in bounds. That's the only reason Elike Emanor's, when you look at his points, they're not going to pop as much because they have a head coach who doesn't know the rules of football. Josh Downs, it's been a guy who I was like, oh, I don't know if we can get to him because I love this player. I love him as a talent, but can we actually, with a good conscience, add him on this fantasy team, add him on a fantasy team because you've got Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones? Well, I'm an idiot. The Colts haven't punted. Daniel Jones has looked incredible. Well, incredible is a stretch, but they've looked efficient. They've done whatever they've wanted to do on the offensive side. 53% rostered is Josh Downs. 6 catches on 8 targets last week. How about Dalton Schultz? If you're thinking tight end, well, one more receiver for you. Dante Thornton, he's 8% rostered. This is like if you're maybe in a 12 or a 14-man league. Geno was horrendous last week. Geno's going to have those weeks where he's just, for whatever reason, deciding to throw into triple coverage and he doesn't give a rip, right? They're playing a bad defense in the Commanders this week. Dante Thornton is a guy they're going to throw one or two long balls to. If you're in a PPR league, he has 2 catches for 70 yards. Like that's kind of the Dante Thornton archetype, right? He's a 6'5" wide receiver who can run in a straight line pretty fast and can jump fairly high. Dalton Schultz, 9% rostered. He's just had under 6 points in PPR, like really another catch or a touchdown. Like you're like, whoa, Dalton Schultz, right? That offense, for as anemic as that offense has been an atrocity. It's been abysmal. It's been embarrassing, whatever you want to call it. It's not been fun to watch. I think there's 2 touchdown drives for the Houston Texans this year. Right? 9% rostered is Dalton Schultz. If he gets a tight end, if he gets a touchdown, they're going to start to get going here on some level on offense. They're not going to be this bad all year. And we'll talk about the Texans and Max matchups coming up. But a must-win game today for the Houston Texans. A big day in general in the AFC South. We've got 2 AFC South matchups, right? All 4 teams playing each other in some form or fashion today. Harold Fanyan Jr. for the Cleveland Browns. You're going, who's that? He's under 40% rostered. He's starting to ascend every week as far as who's adding him on these leagues. Rookie tight end for the Cleveland Browns, Harold Fanyan Jr., 14 targets in 2 weeks. I forgot what the exact stat it was today, but we can find it later, Mustard. But I think legitimately it's 5 catches today. I think if he has 5 catches today, it's something like that. Maybe it's 5 targets. It's not a lot. He becomes the record holder for a rookie tight end in catches or targets, one of the two, in the first 3 weeks of a football season. He's on the field and being thrown to a lot is the point, right? This is the Browns offense who doesn't have a lot going for it. We'll talk about that trio at running back that I want to stay away from and I'm scared of. They've got David Njoku. Jerry Judy's been an upset so far. Harold Fannin's, he's their number one target. He's their number one player. He's the guy. You should go get him. This has been a better tight end year. Harold Fannin Jr., easily, he is right now, and easily by the end of the season could still be a top 10 tight end. If Flacco stays healthy, they're going to throw the football. Flacco's not terrible. He loves to get it to his tight ends. Njoku's taking away that attention. For right now, Fannin Jr. is just kind of flying under the radar still. Go get him. Britton Strange, same thing. 20% rostered, 9 targets on a Jags offense that has had issues. Brian Thomas Jr. doesn't want to catch the football, doesn't want to get hit. Maybe that means more targets for Britton Strange. And then Hunter Henry, 49% rostered. That's just a name that people love. I would roster both Harold Fanyan or Britton Strange before I added Hunter Henry on my team. Hunter Henry is the name, guys. That's the name that we've known. He's 30 years old. We've had him in our lives, right? He had a great week one, too. So even more kind of like boosting your preconceived, oh, okay, sweet. Hunter Henry, he's awesome. Offense looked great last week. Hunter Henry didn't do jack diddly. So I would rather add those other tight ends if you are in a pinch. And We've talked about it these few weeks, but I've been trying to re-emphasize this lesson to you all about don't give up on your rookies, right? It's not time. Matthew Golden for the Green Bay Packers. I have had a frustrating 2 weeks with him, right? I've started him somewhat out of need because I have Rashee Rice on one of these teams that I'm discussing, and my wide receiver room's a little thin. And I really wanted Matthew Golden to be that guy to be able to step up. And I didn't follow some of my own advice. These guys take time. Rookie wide receivers will take 6 weeks. Golden, do not get rid of him. And if you're thinking about wanting him and thinking, well, damn, I've actually got deep wide receivers. I could use him come week 7 or week 8. Someone doesn't want him. Or I've got deep running backs and I could use another wide receiver. That would be rather the position you'd be in. Go get a guy like Matthew Golden. Not everyone's an Emeka Egbuka. Tet McMillan has been okay. He has not been what? If you've watched those games, McMillan's a dude. McMillan's the guy, right? If you go to rookie running backs, Amarian Hampton. I told you guys about Amarian Hampton. I told you. It's going to be Najee Harris. It's going to be Ladd McConkey. Like, it's going to take time. Amarian Hampton's really good, though. And don't listen to Ryan Clark. Ashton Jeanty's really good, too.
What's Ashton Jeanty's it factor? Because when you got it, you got it, and it pops. We see it at some point. Mm-hmm. Fred Taylor had it. LaDainian Tomlinson had it. Mm-hmm. Adrian Peterson, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson. We saw it. Right. You saw it early. Even if the statistics didn't say, oh, he rushes for 100.
But Bijan was seeing.
Right, it was something early.
Right.
Where is Ashton Jeanty's? Ashton Jeanty doesn't have that it factor. And I don't think this is a load management thing. I think this is a production thing.
It's been 2 weeks, bro. It's been 2 weeks. Also, I implore you to go watch that clip of Ryan Clark on First Take, I believe it is, as he heard Stephen A. Smith's. They're literally showing clips of Ashton Jeanty being that dude. During Ryan Clark doing this, they like cut to music and they cut to some highlights. It's Ashton Jeanty in 2 weeks running over guys. He has negative yards gained before contact right now, Ashton Jeanty. And he's still amongst, I believe it's top 10 on yards after that contact. He's able to still get enough yards to be on top of that list when he's getting touched before he reaches the line of scrimmage. This offensive line is abysmal.
Yeah, and I mean, I sat through all of week one watching the Patriots versus Raiders.
Yeah.
And during week one, Geno shredded us, but Ashton Jeanty had 33 yards rushing and 44 yards after contact. If that doesn't tell you what's going on with the Raiders offensive line and how they're using him, that stat alone just proves that he's not a bad running back.
No, he's incredible. He has trucked guys. He's stiff-armed guys. He's broken multiple tackles. He's doing everything with nothing right now. That's what Ashton Jeanty is. And that's kind of what's my other take this season. Like I told you guys, like, yo, it's going to be a minute for Ashton Jeanty, not because of the talent, but because of the offensive line. Not to mention that, there is a little bit of like, hey, Pete Carroll, what are you doing? There was a two-minute drill for the Raiders. I think it was in that game maybe against your Patriots where Ashton Jeanty wasn't in. It's like, okay, he's a top 10 pick. He's got to be ready for a two-minute drill. Let's go, right?
Yeah, they took him out for Zamir White.
For Zamir White, right. And Zamir White's got some juice. I don't hate Zamir White. But you got Ashton Jeanty for a reason. That is frustrating, and I do get that. But it's nothing to be worried about. Ashton Jeanty is a baller, and I think Amarian Hampton's going to be a baller, too. I'm an inkling more worried about Hampton. Jeanty, 0%. And then Travis Hunter, another rookie. That's one maybe I would tell you to give up on. Here's me months ago on Fesco and Dusty on Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history. How about that? What was that? Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history. That's right. Yeah, even Dusty couldn't believe it. You dog. And here we are. Travis Hunter 2 weeks in. I'm not going to be taking a victory lap, but right? They drafted a C+, B- player at two positions. That's what the Jags did, and they mortgaged it like they were getting two A+ players. So Travis Hunter's a guy maybe we'll look at his snap counts too as we talk about that Jags game later on. They play the host of the Texans again. What is a must-win game? We're going to get to all of the matchups here coming up because coming up, it is max matchups. So I want you to be making sure you're texting in as well. All of your start or sit questions, 913-586-7965. That is the number to the J Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7965. Hey, I've only got two open slots. I've got these three guys, this running back, you know, whatever it is. Be making sure you ask all of those questions and make sure you catch us live on the YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We are live right now. You could watch my beautiful face. Not really. The Fan 965. So make sure you go catch us there. We are live for the next 40 minutes because coming up is Max Matchups. I'm going to go through all the games and tell you where you need to hit on and where you can really make some money today in your fantasy leagues. We'll be right back coming up after this. Max Matchups on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Chiefs football.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
A bunch of good games today. A bunch of places that we can get some points for our fantasy football matchup that we can maybe earn our way to a win today. I'm going to try and help you the best I can. In NFL fashion, we have about 17, 11 noon games. I mean, just so many noon games. And then the 3 o'clocks are... But Sunday night, tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs at New York in MetLife, taking on the Giants. Live 720. You can hear Josh Briscoe live right here on 96.5 The Fan, starting at 4 p.m. on the Chiefs Radio Network for the pregame show. He'll be live for the postgame show as well. Until then, after me, I go until 10 a.m. After me will be Logan Weber. You'll get to hear him until what, noon? Is that right, Mustard? Yep, from 10 to noon, you'll get to hear him. And then Briscoe starting at 4. Let's get to some matchups here. Max Matchups, baby. Bengals at Vikings starting with the noon games. Browning versus Wentz. Let's go. Jordan Mason is now a must play, right? He was already kind of a smash. It's now like he could be a top five running back in fantasy football with Aaron Jones out. And Wentz will need an outlet. Hopefully he uses it and doesn't hold on to the ball like he tends to do for 5 seconds in the pocket and get sacked. If he's able to just check it down, throw it to the flat, find someone open on a little crosser, that's going to be a lot of the time Jordan Mason. Hawkinson's on watch, right? TJ Hawkinson hasn't been what we've wanted him to be recently this season. So I'm going to be watching him. Obviously, it's tough to really judge when he's going with Carson Wentz, but that's who he's got, right? But in the first 2 weeks, 7 targets, 4 catches for 27 yards. He's got, in half PPR, 4.7 points in 2 weeks. In PPR, make that 6 or 7 in 2 weeks. But that's what we're dealing at right now with TJ Hawkinson. This was a top 6 or 7 tight end taken in fantasy football. We need him to start get going. I don't think today's the day. As far as Cincinnati's concerned, everyone's a play. That normal trio is a play. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, you're not wavering with any of those guys. If you're in a pinch, you can maybe start Browning, but I think there's probably other quarterbacks on your waiver wire that are better if you're in a normal 10-man single quarterback league. If you're in a two-quarterback league and there's something different, yes, we could talk about Browning being that QB2. He's not going to run. He's going to throw for a lot, but you hope he throws for 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, and maybe only one interception. Obviously, yesterday coming in on short notice, last week coming in on short notice, and threw 3 INTs. Texans at Jaguars. This is a must-win game, just like it is tonight for your Kansas City Chiefs over in New York. It's that same thing for the Houston Texans. At Jacksonville, a must-win game for your Houston Texans, who are 0-2, Jags 1-1, and the Colts, who we'll get to right after this, they're at Tennessee. Tennessee's 0-2. The Colts are 2-0, so conceivably, Jacksonville could get a home win today against the Texans, drop them to 0-3. The Colts go win on the road at Tennessee. They're 3-0. That division might be cooked for Houston. It could be done. The same thing today with the Chiefs, right? If the Chargers go get that dub hosting Denver and the Chiefs don't take care of business tonight without Xavier Worthy, it's the same thing. Big day in the AFC South and in the AFC West. Defense has been great for Houston, right? Derek Stingley is one of the best corners in the National Football League. My God, he is playing at a high level right now. He's so good, dude. And then you've got Will Anderson. You've got Danielle Hunter. That defensive line can get to the quarterback. This Texans defense is real. It's too bad. Like, they're kind of a Super Bowl level defense. That offense is, oh my gosh, what happened? 2 years ago, we were Bobby Slowick's going to be a head coach. CJ Stroud's the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen. D'Amico Ryan's coach of the year. The Texans are the future. Get ready, Kansas City. Get ready, Buffalo. Baltimore, pack your bags, buddy. Houston's coming to town. Not really. Not right now with this offense. They've been anemic. They've been struggling to find anything easy, right? Even last week, it comes out against the Bucs on Thursday Night Football that Tampa Bay kind of let Nick Chubb score that touchdown. Because even me, I'm going, wow, Nick Chubb looked like he had some burst there. That was so fun to see. I was rooting for him. Then after the game, they're like, yeah. Tampa Bay was like, yeah, we kind of let him score. So the one biggest bright spot they really had to what seemed like to maybe clinch that game near the end with just 2 minutes left, the Bucs let happen because they trusted their quarterback Baker to go make it happen. I don't know if you could trust C.J. Stroud right now in that same situation. The Jags ain't pretty either, though. You got Trevor Lawrence. You got Liam Cohen beefing. Brian Thomas does not want to get hit. I think today is a day where I'm sitting Brian Thomas against Derek Stingley in this defense and the way he's playing football. Now, that could bite you in the ass, right? He is that level of talent to where if he decides today's the day, I don't care. Fine, I'll go over and catch a ball over the middle. Like, you should have had a touchdown last week. You should have had two more catches last week. If you're harping on Trevor Lawrence, the next sentence out of your mouth better be harping on Brian Thomas and his number one wideout, who is hindering them from moving the football down the field. Lawrence has dealt with multiple drops from multiple weapons. I don't like starting Brian Thomas today. Is that crazy mustard?
No, I mean, it's hard because he was your either beginning of the second round pick first round pick.
Similar to A.J. Brown. We'll talk about him, too.
Very similar. I mean, he has the talent-wise.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just, I think he's also dealing with a wrist injury that's kind of going under the radar. And
you're on there, though. You're out there.
Yeah, we saw that last year with Tyreek Hill, and it kind of affected him. So it's really hit or miss. Like you said, I think you could definitely sit him and be hurt by it.
Yeah, it's a risk. I get it. It's a risk. It's a risk that depending on what you have behind him, I'm willing to take. Not only because of what we've seen the first 2 weeks, but again, you parlay that with what they're about to face in this Houston defense. It's real. This Texans defense, they ain't effing around. Colts at Titans. Huge day in the AFC South, as I said. This is a huge day, and this may be the day for Indiana Jones to kind of come back to earth. I have one parlay out that has the Titans winning today. I think this is going to be a good game. The Titans haven't looked terrible. The defense, the pass rush, especially that front four with big Jeff Simmons, has been awesome. I believe Tavondre Sweat for them did go on IR, which is sad to see for the Tennessee Titans, second-year player out of Texas. Out of the University of Texas, big 350-pound man who will just plug a gap, baby. He's not going to be in there today. But that pass rush for the Tennessee Titans has still been elite. The Colts have been too good, right? It just feels like the day for Colts-Titans to where it's 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Colts getting the ball back. 10-0 early lead for the Tennessee Titans as Cam Ward 6-for-6 and Daniel Jones 3-for-5 with a pick 6. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it feels like. I still don't mind you starting your Tyler Warren or obviously Jonathan Taylor's in every week. If you're in a pinch, I could see every week you could probably convince me of a Josh Downs start because I think he's going to get a long ball thrown to him every week, if not two or three. But I think it's a slower day. Like if you've been making some money last week off of Daniel Jones, this may be a week to slide somewhere else and try something else. Titans, Calvin Ridley, still play him. Tony Pollard, I'm playing him today in a pinch. I think Pollard's a safe play, not a smash ceiling guy, but he's got a good floor. Rams and Eagles, man, this could be an NFC championship preview. These are two of the best teams in the NFC, and I like the Rams to win this game today. If A.J. Brown has a great week this week, maybe you think about selling. If A.J. Brown goes out and finally kills it, he has a touchdown, he has 90 yards. I don't think you could, because I know me, if I was an A.J. Brown owner, how hard it would be. But, man, I'd consider selling high on A.J. Brown if he goes out and kills it today. I'm telling you, man.
Well, would you flip him for a Drake London or a Nico Collins?
Yes.
Then the other two that are currently ranked above him as this show I'm watching is JSN or Davante Adams and Zay Flowers.
Oh, I'd trade him for any of those guys. You know why? Because all of the offenses you mentioned, besides Zay Flowers, you can throw him out. All of those guys that you mentioned, all of their offenses are somewhat dependent on the pass game being successful. The Eagles in no way, shape, or form need to pass the ball a lot or really at all to be successful to win games. They just don't right now. There will be a game in the playoffs. There will be a game in week 14 where, yeah, maybe they got to chuck it for 250 yards. But, like, for the most part, it'll be Barkley. It'll be Hurts. It'll be ground and pound. It'll be tush pushes. It'll be boring. Unless the tush push gets a lot of laundry thrown on it today, which there is a possibility of that due to what happened last week right here at Arrowhead Stadium against the Eagles. It could force them to be a little bit more of an air raid offense, but all those other guys like Nico Collins on such a pitiful offense right now, how are they going to get going? It's not going to be with Nick Chubb. It's going to be CJ Stroud and this passing offense figuring it out. They get Christian Kirk back today, right? The Texans do. Wouldn't consider playing him yet, but again, that'll help that passing offense. I will say today, you still play AJ Brown today. You still do because Emmanuel Forbes, corner for the Rams, I weigh more than Emmanuel Forbes, and that's not an exaggeration. Emmanuel Forbes is a tiny, tiny man. I think he was like a first-round corner, too. This guy's like 100, buck 60, soaking wet. A.J. Brown's going to manhandle him, and he should. I think it was like 9 or 10 catches last time he played Emmanuel Forbes in the Rams for like 80 yards and a TD. He does well against Forbes. Falcons and Panthers, how about this? Kyle Pitts has been the bright spot of the Atlanta Falcons offense. That's right. Hasn't been Drake London or even really Bijan Robinson. It's been Kyle Pitts. He's outdoing his rookie season where he became the second tight end ever at the time to have 1,000 yards in his rookie season. Now there have been three with Sam Laporta, I believe, still only three. Kyle Pitts is a good player. Will he ever be the player that we wanted him to be as the fourth overall draft pick? No. Is he the player that some of us started to call him trash? No, he's somewhere in between that. And somewhere in between that's like a really good tight end. He's not like a game changer, but this is a guy who's a really good tight end. And if he's still on, I can't remember what it was. He was still like somewhat available on waiver wires, not like super, but it was a little over 50% rostered. So 40% of leagues out there might still have him. I would consider an ad. I'd consider an ad there for Kyle Pitts. We can talk about Tet McMillan a little bit. It depends on your situation. I'm still not out on them. I'm still not out on this Panthers offense totally yet either, by the way. I'm really not. We'll see what happens today against a Falcons defense that has looked promising. They have looked and performed above expectation as of 2 weeks in. Steelers at Patriots. No Christian Gonzalez still for the Patriots. Still. That is their best player. Christian Gonzalez is the New England Patriots' best player. They need him to be healthy, not only for their defense, but for their whole team to go where they want to go. This helps the Steelers passing game, but as I told you before the season, this running game for Pittsburgh is dead. It is non-existent. Jaylen Warren and Caleb Johnson are not guys you can trust. Caleb Johnson, 2 carries for -1 yards. Jaylen Warren, 25 carries for 85 yards. That's 3.4 yards a carry. They lack explosiveness. They don't have great blocking. And Aaron Rodgers is probably the worst quarterback that you can run with right now as a quarterback because you are never going to be under center. And it is so obvious when they are running the football. It is so obvious. That whole team right now, the Steelers are, I'll tell you what, Mike McDaniel's on a hot seat, but he's not the only Mike right now who's a head coach in football who's struggling, and his seat is getting increasingly hotter. Mike Tomlin's got to step up this week. Has to. That defense has looked piss poor, and that offense is predictable. I know Aaron Rodgers has had some good throws. I know it's been pretty. They've got to step up this week against a Patriots team that I like. This is a good game today. Mustard, this is a good game today for you, for your Pats.
Yeah, and we're currently, I think it's 8-1 in the past 9 games against the Steelers.
Yeah, a little bit of a rivalry if you go back to those Big Ben, Tom Brady days.
Yeah, and the clip of, was it? I can't remember if it's Freiermuth with the dropped catch at the goal line.
No. Damn it.
The name's slipping my mind.
Yeah,
but that clip's
it was
going
before
Freiermuth.
Oh, it is? Because that matchup, it was a catch. Sorry, that was a catch. It was 100% a catch. That was BS. Ugh, classic Patriots stuff. And here I am, the Chiefs fan, now saying that 10 years later. It is a little funny. I can't think of that name. You're going to have to look that up.
I will. And then, like you were talking about, DK Metcalf going up against Alex Austin, who's our number two or three corner. Not a very good matchup. So
no.
Metcalf probably is to the moon.
Yeah, I think Metcalf to the moon today. I agree. Jesse James. Jesse James was that. Yeah, that was back in 2017. So that was before Freiermuth. Jesse James, baby. I think you're right. I think DK Metcalf's a really good start today. I've been off of him the first 2 weeks, and I've been pretty correct. I think today's a good day for DK Metcalf. Again, that running game is non-existent. I'd give Diggs one more week in the flex. because this Steelers defense is ass. It's hot ass. This is a game of who gets better and who gets over the hump, right? The Steelers defense or the Patriots offense. Both of them have had some flashes, but both of them have struggled mightily. Thank you, text line, now that it's coming in from the 816 and 615. Yeah, Jesse James, that was a catch. Tell me I'm wrong. Ugh. Packers, Browns, stay away from this Browns backfield. I'm telling you what, this is fantasy hell. Three guys, and we don't really know where it's going. I'd sit Matthew Golden this week, as I told you, but he's going to be good to go soon. Like, Matthew Golden's going to be that guy. And if Matthew Golden goes off this week, I'm sorry. It's one of those things right now where it's really tough to tell with the Packers offense. I don't like betting on them. Money line, maybe. But as far as player props, like, it's tough to know who they're going to throw to. There's just so many mouths to feed, and there's one football. New York Jets at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'd still play Garrett Wilson with Tyrod Taylor, and I think that passing attack could be better. Mecca Ibuka is going to play today, and I'd still start him, but the snaps will be limited.
Would you go Ibuka or McMillan, like that kind of tier? Would, with the injury risk, like, do you tear him down a little bit, or do you wear caution? Because he has been touchdown dependent.
He has. No, you're right. I'd go Tet McMillan today, personally. I think McMillan, similar to Matthew Golden, like the could be fantasy points that they've just been a hair off, or, you know, a play call here, or the defense read it, whatever it may be. Like, they are close. Tet McMillan is close. And Ibuka, if he's on that snap count, he's even more dependent on a touchdown. So I'm with you. Over to the 3 o'clock games. That's literally, we just got done with the noon games. Absurd. Broncos, Chargers. Denver's defense hasn't been as advertised. Chargers have looked good, but they don't have Khalil Mack today. This is a day for the Denver offense, who hasn't been as advertised either, to sort of get going. Cowboys at Bears. This could be a shootout. I'm not sitting anyone in this game. You know, Javonte Williams, DeAndre Swift's going to play. I'm Roma Dunze, I'm going to play him, right? Pickens, CeeDee Lamb. This is a fantasy must watch at 3 o'clock. And then you got the Chiefs and Giants as well. Sunday night football. So those are your 3 o'clock games. I know the Saints and Seahawks, Cardinals and Niners, those are happening as well. But we've got some more stuff to get to, because Sunday night and Monday night are our fantasy gold, especially Monday night football. Sunday night, just because we're Chiefs fans. Guys, I can't play. And make sure, I see a lot of text coming in. I love it. Make sure you get all of your start or sit text questions in, because just in a matter of 5 minutes, I'm going to be rapid fire answering every one of those. So make sure you lock in and get in contact with the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. That is 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Chiefs at Giants, Sunday Night Football. You can hear Josh Briscoe go live at 4 p.m. for our Chiefs Radio Network pregame right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. I can't play anymore, guys. But Pacheco, I have to sit him. I cannot play him. I don't think I can drop him yet, but I'm getting close. And if you are playing him today and you're sticking with it, I understand it's his hometown. His best games ever have come, maybe. His best run ever came at MetLife against the New York Jets. He had like a 60-yard touchdown run. The Chiefs have to find a run game, though. And I think it might be with Kareem Hunt. And that's where I'm leaning. I've got him. He had 8 carries for 31 yards. I think he's going to have over 10 carries today. I think he could have easily over 40 or 50 yards. I think there's a good chance he has a touchdown. Kansas City is seeing light boxes at by far the highest rate in the league, 70.4%. That defense is just sitting back saying, we dare you, dude. We dare you to run the football. You can't. You're inept. We dare you to pass it against us. You don't have anyone who can get open. Do it. Your offense is Mahomes running for his life. They have to change that today. No Giants to play here, in my opinion, besides Neighbors. I'd give a flyer on Tyquan Thornton for the Chiefs if you're in a pinch at wide receiver. He's going to get two deep ball targets a week. Russell's a no play. Russell Wilson is a stay away. Wandale Robinson, I don't know if he's even playing today. And I said this earlier in the show, but I'll say it again. This comes from Sharp Football. Three teams this season have not run a play with a lead: the Panthers, the Saints, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to change that tonight. Monday Night Football is a doozy, man. Woo! Before the season, I would have said, wow, this is going to be awesome. And then after week one, I would have said, And then after week two, I'm back to, wow, this is awesome. You've got the Detroit Lions, who scored 50 freaking points last week. And then you've got the Baltimore Ravens, who have scored 40 in back-to-back weeks. Ravens lead the NFL in scoring. The Lions are third. These are two defenses that have yet to impress. I don't think they'll start this week. I dropped Mark Andrews this week. I know, like, it's a risk, but I just don't think I can do it right now. The Ravens could run away with this game. If Derrick Henry, if the Ravens score 40 points and Derrick Henry doesn't do really well today, I am going to start to get my antennas up. Last week, 2 points, 11 carries for 23 yards. It's his worst game as a Raven yet, I would assume. I don't know that for a fact, but I would assume that is his worst game yet as a Raven. 2.3 fantasy points. No targets, no catches. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't foresee myself in week four saying, all right, like, Derrick Henry's on watch. So that is your max matchups. Man, a lot of fun games today. A lot of good places for us to get a lead, get an edge on our matchups today. And I hope I was able to help you. If you've got any questions, that's your time. This is your time. The next 15 minutes are all going to be me answering your start or sit fantasy football questions right here on Fantasy Football Sundays live for the next 15 minutes. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Stay locked in. I'm going to be answering all of your questions on the text line right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Chiefs football.
Start or sit.
Oh, baby, now we're cooking. Start or sit on Fantasy Football Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan live for the next 15 minutes. Brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Jacob Mustard behind the keys. Mac Morey with you live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. You can watch us for the next 10 or 15 minutes. And every Sunday live 9 to 10 on Instagram, Twitter, any of those. The Fan 965. You can find us on YouTube live right here to see us talk about this and see us answer your wonderful questions, of which you've been texting in a lot of. If you want to get in, you've got about 10 minutes to do so. 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Remember, Logan Weber coming up for the next 2 hours after this. And of course, Josh Briscoe live today for the Chiefs Radio Network pregame show at 4 p.m. for Sunday Night Football. The boys taking on the Giants at New York today. Mitch Holtis, Josh Klingler, Danon Hughes, all those guys will go live right after Briscoe, right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. All right, here we go. Let's get started. Michael Pittman Jr., Chris Olave, and Calvin Ridley. Which two? Ridley and Pittman. I know that's a matchup between each other, but I actually was going against that. I've got Pittman and Ridley. I went Ridley over Pittman, but it was close. I actually like both of those. Olave today, I'm trying to remember the Saints. We were talking about that matchup earlier. The Seahawks, it's a good defense, man. Yeah, I'm staying away from that. Travion Henderson or Bill Kroski Merritt? Mustard, when's Henderson getting those carries? When's it happening? We got a couple more weeks, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Another slow ramp up with how good Stevenson looked.
Yeah, exactly.
This regime's just going to trust him.
Yep, I think so too. I think we've got a couple more weeks. Henderson's still going to be that guy this season. Just wait on it. Bill Kroski's the guy today. Kyler Murray or Drake May? Drake May was awesome last week, dude. And he ran, right? Ride the hot hand. Ride Drake May today. Let's do it. Let's go. That Steelers defense has not been a Steelers defense.
Well, and he ran. And Murray's playing the 49ers defense.
Yeah, he's playing 49ers, exactly, at San Francisco. Jordan Mason, Chase Brown, or Wandale Robinson? Jordan Mason today. Jordan Mason is a smash play today, in my opinion. Chase Brown would be my second. Nick Chubb or Pop, and then I got Harrison Brown or Marvin Mims. Well, this is tough because I don't think you can go Pop and Hollywood Brown. So I would go Nick Chubb and then Hollywood Brown. Spencer Rattler or Carson Wentz is second QB in Superflex. I go Rattler. I go Rattler right now. I don't want to trust Wentz. Kareem Hunt or Hollywood Flex. I like Kareem Hunt today. I think he's getting more carries than Isaiah Pacheco. I think he gets a touchdown today as well. Amuka Egbuka or Cortland Sutton? It's a must win today for the Denver. It's not that's a stretch. That's hyperbolic. Excuse me. It's a huge game for the Denver Broncos today, playing the Chargers at LA. They're 1-1. Frankly, they should be 0-2. And the Chargers are 2-0. I think Sutton gets going today. Egbuka scares me on the snap count, and as Mustard mentioned earlier, they're just touchdown dependent. Let me go Sutton. Christian Kirk or Tyrone Tracy? It's Kirk's first week back for the Houston Texans, or first week in general. He has yet to play a snap for this franchise. But Tyrone Tracy's going up against a great run defense in Kansas City and Spags.
And he's losing touches to Scataboo.
And Scataboo is, I think, kind of taking over. That was my next point. Scataboo's the RB1. So it's a risk, but I don't hate Christian Kirk today. Jared Goff or Love, or I could grab Stafford off of waivers. That's a tough one, man. I'll go Jordan Love. I'll go Jordan Love, even though I know Jared Goff was electric last week. DeAndre Swift versus Omarion Hampton. I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. I know he was limited, but he's going to play the whole game today, and that is going to be a fantasy palooza. Cowboys at Bears, 325, I think is going to be a fantasy palooza. Lots of scoring today. Jake Ferguson or Tucker Kraft? I'm going Tucker Kraft right now. Tucker Kraft's an elite guy. I think this guy could be the next, you know, member of that class of like the Bowers, Laporta, McBride. Like Tucker Kraft could be that guy. Calvin Ridley or Roma Dunze for flex this week. I want to be a, if I can be a part of that Cowboys Bears matchup, I want to be a part of it. That's kind of where I'm at today. So I'm going to go Roma Dunze.
Did you see what their point total was?
What was it?
It was like expected 51 total points between the two
the
teams.
The over-under?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, over 50. Yeah. So you want to be a part of that. Roma Dunze has looked increasingly good in week one to week two, and now I hope that continues on to week three. I'd go with Dunze, but I don't, again, I've got Ridley starting one of my leagues this week, too. I think that's that connection will prosper here between Calvin Ridley and Cam Ward. Just a few more minutes. Make sure you get your texts in 913-586-7965 as we are wrapping it up here on Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey and Jacob Mustard. I need two of these four. Judkins, Scadaboo, Tracy, Benson. Well, I assume you mean Tyrone Tracy. So you've got Cam Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy. I don't like Judkins. I don't like being part of this Browns scenario right now. I don't like it, man. I think Judkins is the leader in the clubhouse for Cleveland. And man, Trey Benson... Man, this is a tough road to hoe for you. I'd go, okay. Let me look at one thing real quick for you, and let's get back to him. I'm gonna look at something. Hey, let's keep that text, Mustard. Don't delete that one. I'm gonna look at something for him. Which of these two do I start? Brown, Debo, Jerry, Judy, and Diggs. I'm gonna start Brown today, and I'm gonna start Debo Samuel today. I'm going to stay clear from Judy and Diggs today, but I'd go with those two. If I can get to where I want to go to here really quick, I'm going to look up something for this guy as I keep answering some of your guys' questions. Pearsall or Hampton? This is a tough one today. Niners hosting the... I think you got to go with Pearsall. The offense did look really good with Mac Jones, but also, like, that's... It's a little bit more of a risk, but Hampton has, like... I think Najee Harris, like the offense looked better with Najee Harris in there. So I'm going to go with Ricky Pearsall today. What do you think about that, Mustard? Is that a risk?
Yes and no. I mean, Mac Jones, they're scheming easy completions for him. And Ricky Pearsall without George Kittle and, you know, Kendrick Bourne got some run. And there you saw that connection between him and Mac Jones from when they were back on the Patriots. But I Pearsall's still the best receiver they have there. And I think Jennings was banged up after last week. So it's hit or miss how much run time he gets.
Okay, I'm going back to that running back question. Two of these four, Judkins, Scadaboo, Tracy, and Benson. I just wanted to look up some Trey Benson stuff. He did have 6 targets and 4 catches last week, only 3 carries. He was only in 44% of the snaps. That is an increase of his week one 33%. He's just kind of a catch merchant right now. I don't like that this week. I would go Scadaboo and Judkins, and I don't love that either, Texter, but that's where I'm at. Judkins and Scadaboo. You hope for a Scadaboo touchdown today against the Chiefs on the goal line. Ramondre Stevenson or Tyrone Tracy? Ramondre Stevenson. Ride that hot hand. Again, Ramondre Stevenson will be a guy that you can't play every week by week 8 or 9. In my opinion, Travion Henderson will be the bell cow of the New England Patriots, and so you've got to ride that while you can with Stevenson. Devontae Smith or T. Higgins? T. Higgins. Jake Browning's going to throw it around the yard today. He is. And I know it's Brian Flores and the Vikings defense, but I like T. Higgins. I'm not trusting this Eagles passing game right now. Zay or JSN? Oh, this is a good one, man. This is a good one. Wow. Wow. What a team. You got to decide between those two. I'd love to see the rest of your roster. Damn. Because those are two guys I'd play this week. Zay Flowers going up against the Lions. It's going to be fantasy gold on Monday Night Football. I'd go with Zay Flowers just because of the JSN illness is scary, but those are two smashes. ETN or Cortland Sutton? ETN, consistency. Tevin Millen or DeAndre Swift? I'd go DeAndre Swift. I still think he's going to get that usage. ETN or Chase Brown? I'd go Chase Brown. Quentin Johnston or Terry McLaurin? Man, Johnston's been a revelation this season, right? From a total bust, number one first round pick out of TCU 2 years ago, and it just not lived up to expectation by any means. Give me T-Mac today. Then Penix, Stroud, Lawrence in the starting position. Let's go with Michael Penix, dude. I think Michael Penix can have a good day today. I like Michael Penix for the future in general. Again, he's around like 30-35% roster on ESPN leagues. You go add him if you need him in a pinch. And then you got Goff or Daniel Jones today. Today's the day where Jones goes back to planet Earth. Okay, come on. Let's be real here. Give me Goff today. And that is it. That'll do it. It goes by so quickly. One more there. Diggs or Henderson. Go Diggs. Go Diggs today. Still not getting enough Henderson usage. But what a fun day with you guys. I love doing this every week. And we'll do it again next week live from 9 to 10 right here. Fantasy Football Sundays with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. Make sure you watch us. Catch us on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and of course Facebook on The Fan 965. And make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'll be answering all of your questions throughout the week. 965 The Fan's Twitter, posting all of our videos, our waiver wire videos. I want to help you as much as I can. I loved it, guys. Have a good week and have a good Sunday. We'll see you later.